Blog Talk Radio.
You're live and on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put mine out there. This is Walter. How you doing, Adam? How you doing,
Walter? Walter! I know this is all about love, Patty. Oh, that's not open and resistant to change and transformation and taking the steps that you need to take.
I don't want to do that. You just said I'm resistant. That's exactly what's going on.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing romance, I'm seeing new beginning, and I'm seeing
the
job
wow.
really soon. So I'll turn it over to Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Tanisha, do you have a 15 or 16-year-old?
Yes, I do. I have 15-year-olds.
Am I seeing that correctly?
You are, actually. I actually had a realtor come to the house this week. I've been in limbo with a work situation forever.
I'm getting that the move is definitely going to give you exactly what you want, a fresh start. And I'm not only just a fresh start, but it looks like that move would be a good place for you to create this business in the situation of what it is, remain objective, and remain in your higher state, coming from your higher abundant self.
Helen, go ahead. Do you have a question or follow up for Patsy?
Well, actually, it was a validation. I was going to tell her that about 6 or 7 weeks ago, you read for me and you said, you're going into a lucky period. You should play the lottery. And I did play the lottery, and I won $1,000. So when you
No said, way!
I did!
Good evening, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode, or the first episode, of Soul Spark Visionaries. I am your host, Adam from Adam. I'm happy to be back on the air. We've been away for a winter break, or for the fall break, but we're happy to be back for another 12 weeks. If you haven't noticed, me and Patsy and our Blog Talk Radio, we air about 12 episodes, and then we take some time off to rejuvenate, to refresh ourselves, and then we come back on the air bringing you inspiring infotainment. And I'm so happy tonight to be back on the air, back on Blog Talk Radio with my dear friend, Patsy Aguero. And tonight, we are happy to be joining and be supported by another special guest, Christine Vigneault. And I'm just so excited about tonight's show. I'm so excited to be back on the air, and I'm excited to be conversing with y'all and sharing readings and empowering and inspiring information and from Soul Spark Visionaries. Well, with no further delay, I want to welcome back on the airwaves after a long fall break, my dear friend, the beautiful, one and only Patsy Aguero. Good evening, Patsy. How are you feeling?
I am feeling wonderful. Thank you for that beautiful introduction. You're my very handsome, wonderful soulmate from how many millions of eons ago. And how is your week, Adam? Or I haven't even seen or talked to you in a few weeks. So what's been going on with you since the first of the year?
Well, Patsy, I have great news. I finished last semester, my last semester of grad school, so I now have completed my work towards my master's degree in Christian ministry, and I'm very, very excited about that. And that was a major accomplishment for me, thanks to your support and seeing that and encouraging me to do that. And over the past few weeks, Patsy, I've just been trying to transition into creating a workability for what's next. It's been a lot of challenges, of course. Over the break, I lost my grandmother at 90 years old, and that was right at Christmas time. So it was a bittersweet holiday for me, and now that I'm trying to move into the next chapter of my life and how can I create a position for myself to do ministry full time and continue to serve everybody. So I got some challenging days ahead of me, but I'm excited about creating, Patsy, a life of my dreams. I'm so excited. It's the first time in my life I've ever felt so excited about the possibilities of creating a life where you can have fulfillment and serve people and inspire people. And I'm feeling like nothing can hold me back. And even though I can see the challenges before me, I'm excited about relying on just the grace of God that really helped me create this life, a wonderful life here on earth. So that was my week, and I'm still, of course, just trying to put things together and figure out what's next for my life. But I'm very, very, very excited, Patsy, to be on the airwaves again and just looking forward to how I can serve on this planet. So that's what's going on with me. How have you been over the past few months and over the holidays?
Well, I feel like I'm a survivor from a shipwreck. You know, and I'm sure a lot of people in America are feeling the same way right now. And I am really, really happy that we have a chance to have new beginnings. And, you know, I've been doing a lot of thinking about what's been going on with our community, our friends. And I'm very big into right now I'm helping to spearhead a women's march in the Tampa Bay area on the 21st of January. So there's a lot of activities going on because when I feel powerless, what I like to do, because I'm feeling very powerless at this time of the year, what I like to do is I like to buy ice cream. I like to buy clothes. I like to talk on the phone. I really like to gossip. I like to watch programs that make me feel that people are worse than I am. It's like I do every addictive thing I can rather than face the truth. And the truth is that I'm very powerless right now, and my life is not unmanageable. It was unbearable. I could not get over that hump. It was very, very hard. And, you know, I had a hunger in my soul. But then I remember that we talk every week, there's a soul solution. And sometimes it's just easier for me to put a patch over the pain. So what all the stuff that I've been reading and stuff, I read this quote by this man, his name is Richard Rohr, R-O-H-R, and he said, "There is only an absolutely starting point, the experience of being powerless. That is where we all must begin." And so it's asking me to look into the pain to start the healing, because what I was doing was avoiding it. And Adam, just right 5 minutes before this program started, I looked at my weight a few months ago. I was 20 pounds less. So in this period of shipwreck powerlessness, I've gained 20 pounds. And that's the last thing that I need to do, and because it's very unhealthy. So, you know, I admit right now that I've hit the bottom. And, you know, I know hitting the bottom, there's only two ways to get it, make you hit it. You know, it'll be desperation or you get out through inspiration. And I love the word inspiration because it's like in spirit. And I know that I have a God that's way bigger than me that can pull me out of this. So, and then this quote came to me from the Bible, and I don't really know about Bible stuff, but every once in a while I come up with something. And it said, you know, that we like to blame other people for this instead of looking at ourselves. So it says, we see the splinter in our brother or sister's eye, and we miss the log in our own eye. So that's what happens. I always look at somebody else and want to put them to blame, but I need to look at what my part is in on this. And there's a lot of things that I can do to help how I'm feeling powerless. My main thing is to go to a power greater than myself, to ask God for help. And I did that this week, and boy, every time I finally humble myself, bam, it happens. And I'm going to say this quote, and I've said it before, because there's been one person in America that I've been blaming for everything, right? And I said, it's the person that's the most outrageous is the one that is the most generous, because they give us the opportunity to turn up our love.
Absolutely.
And more. Absolutely. And that's anybody that's acting out or whatever, we're going to point at them, do this. I get a chance to turn up my love. So if I'm acting outrageously, then I get an opportunity to turn up my love on myself. And I had that experience this week. You know, somebody I felt was treating me badly, and I didn't want to hurt their feelings about saying I don't like this. And when I really realized that I'm someone and I'm hurting myself, once I spoke my truth through God, then the situation went away. So I am going to talk to my friend, introduce my friend Christine right now, okay? And my friend Christine, I met this woman, I'm going to say within the last 6 months, and she's an amazing woman that I met her. And I go to all kind of women's meetings and different meetings, and it turns out we just had a soul attraction for each other. We were on a spiritual level that was so magical. And she's a nurse, has been a nurse for years in recovery. She's an artist. She's a practitioner of nude yoga. And she's a miracle maven teacher. And she teaches the Course in Miracles online, which transforms living from fear to living in love and abundance. So, Christina, how are you tonight, sweetie?
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. This is very exciting. I'm really grateful to you guys for opening up this space. And I had a pretty good week. I've had some bumps in the road, but I'll tell you, powerlessness, man, that has been a theme song in some dark times in my life. And I think now I'm looking at like powerlessness as it could be a collect call to God, you know. I've had many experiences, dark times, many relationships that led me down the dark alleys. And but most of all, what came out of that was I was losing myself. Like people, places, and things would get removed from my life, but that wasn't as painful as losing touch with what my true self was, you know. And sometimes we hit those places, and it's okay to hit them, but just don't move in and decorate and stay there.
I love that analogy.
Yeah, really.
And I used to, you know, I've been accused of doing that, and so I have. And I think about, like, the goddess Kelly, and she's the goddess of destruction, and we're in some times right now where it feels like a lot of things are getting taken apart and dismantled, and I was thinking about times where I've had to dismantle parts of myself because I have not been living in expansion but in contraction, and God doesn't want me to live in contraction. Like, God sent me here, and I have a light, and all the things that were keeping me from shining bright was, you know, those, like, the buying the ice cream, or, you know, when or having there was, I decided, how am I going to live? Am I going to live in brokenness, or am I going to show up in fear, or am I going to live in love? If I live in love, I get an invitation to step into the highest version of myself. And to do that, I've got to be living in joy, which means just open yourself. Then I can be a channel for God's love in all my affairs. So I have to feed the love and starve the fears. That's the part I have to do to lay down what's getting in the way of my rightful inheritance to peace. So I've had, everything is either love or a call for love, and I have to start that with me.
Wow. That's amazing.
Christine, that was so beautiful. Wow, I'm so glad that you're joining us tonight. I love how you said that, a call to love and respond to joy by opening up. That is so amazing and so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I love this conversation on powerlessness because I will tell you, Patsy and Christine, it was me realizing my powerlessness this week with not knowing, how to move forward and being so feeling like, oh, if I could just figure this out, if I could just get this out. But when I could realize that, you know what, I don't know what's happening with me. I don't know what's going on. And the stress and anxiety that I was in trying to figure out and trying to know and trying to know and trying to know and trying to know, I was able to finally just chill out. And I've been seeing some amazing miracles happen.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, Patsies, are y'all ladies ready for us to get our callers call on this conversation?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's go to our first caller, and the last four digits are 1311. Caller, the last four digits 1311. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Donna. I'm calling from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Donna. How are you?
Okay, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Well, Donna, have you been listening to our conversation?
Yes, and it's very inspiring, and I felt like you guys were talking about me, really. I'm like in the same place. Like, I'm a very spiritual person and everything. I was married for 20 some years and we had just split up about 6 months ago. And I get all the stuff about you have to heal, love yourself, all that. And all that stuff, I'm aware of all that. I'm very in tune with it. I'm growing. I'm going back to school and I have to totally cut the strings. But I was just wondering, okay, like, I don't know if you do readings, but is there anyone out there that is like me? Is there such a thing like that is spiritual that I would be able to, it's not like I need a man. I know I can, you know, stand alone, but like to share that with, like to be able to go in and have fun with, but then come home and laugh and watch TV and just be on the same wavelength, you know?
Give you a question, and I think you've already answered most of it. And I was going to ask you if you could share a time in your life when you felt really powerless and how did you overcome that challenge. And I think when you talked about your marriage, talked about the split up, and then you talked about turning it around and going to school and looking at a solution of how to get yourself out of that. What are some other ways that you were able to help get yourself out of that, Donna?
Well, nothing really. It came not as a surprise. I kind of figured it was happening, but when it did, I kind of felt like rock bottom, and I cried every day for like 4 months, and it was terrible. And then all of a sudden, I do housekeeping in the hospital, so I figured I'm going to go on to school for CNA. I start in February, and I'm just trying to lift myself and just be more myself, and then hopefully someone will come my way. You know what I mean?
I do.
Like, I guess
that's
what I'm doing. I'm taking care of myself. But, and I know I need to get out and have fun. I'm not there yet because I have all this responsible stuff to do from the breakup. So I have that too. It's kind of a burden, but I'm okay, you know.
Well, John, I just want to tell you that in these two cards, I pulled three cards, and I'm going to go by them briefly because I'd love for Christine and Adam to comment on this. But the first card I pulled was a card about painful situations, okay, and hurt feelings. That would have been your divorce. The second card I pulled was very interesting. It was all about, that there were some really weighty things that you had too much to bear, excessive strain, and you just weren't giving yourself enough rest. So I was looking at those cards, and I was like, wow, this is real intense. You know, before you even talk, I was picking up in your energy. But the third card, which is pretty much of a miracle, and this has to do with your relationships too, it's all about blessings are about to begin for you, okay? And it says, and this card is all about, yes, we know you can do it. You've got the power. You've got everything. You can do it. But this is going to give you a gift of igniting your energy for this beginning. It's a major blessing coming your way. And it's honoring the work that you've already done. But it sounds like you're on the right path. And once you start doing this, people are going to want to resonate on you. And that person that you're looking for will be there for you. You'll find a companion. You'll find that company that you want. But the main thing is going to come from you and your higher power. And once you're hooked into that, which this blessing that's coming is helping you to have the courage, you know, in your heart to do this, then that person will appear for you. But I'm gonna ask Christina her take on what you just said. Go ahead, Christina.
Well, I love that you're from Philadelphia because I lived there for a while. It's a great city. And I think, you know, what I'm getting is that when you go within, you don't go without. And the 6 months is very fresh, and so the more that you keep walking in your truth and just beaming love, you're going to be like a, because that which you are seeking is seeking you. So keep doing the things that you're doing because it's coming.
Okay, it's not easy. It sounds all good, and it feels good. It's hard, but I'm climbing. I'm not falling down. I'm climbing.
Well, let's see what Adam pulls from his cards.
Well, Christine, I'm going to tell you really quickly that I do see a lot of beautiful things opening for you, but I also saw something that was very interesting to me regarding you making a move to changing your home physical location and getting really busy doing some type of work or some type of project, whether it's some type of business or entrepreneur or just some personal work, but really changing your whole way you're living your life. And that frequency is going to, it looks like it shifts you into a totally different place where there are lots of available partners for you and partnerships. But it does look like there may be somebody you may have already met or you've known in the past, and I don't know if it's just platonic now, romantic, but they may be inviting you to come and join them or move where they're at, or they just may have references to you, or it either could be a sister or someone, one of your siblings or someone from your childhood that's saying, hey, why don't you come and consider moving or relocate into where we're at? And that change of life and change of energy and with a new work is going to shift you in so many miraculous ways. Have you considered moving down south, so further in the, further south in more warmer climate?
No, as a matter of fact, it's upstate, really, the mountains, and it is a male friend that I've known for a while, and I still think I'm still fresh in the separation thing, but I kind of think it might be too, but that could be who you're talking about. He has invited me to move with him up the mountains, but I don't know if he's the right person for me or if it's
well,
too soon.
Well, I would definitely encourage you to visit that more and feel, because I'm seeing a change. I feel like a change of location and doing some work, finding a new work could really create a new life for you. And I was feeling like the South because I felt warm. I felt a lot of warm energy where you're moving. But what it could be is that you don't move until about June or July. And so you may want to start visiting over the next 3 months, maybe once a month or every 2 months, and then see if that how it really feels and how does it work out. And then maybe consider making a move May or June. And it could be like a lot of new possibilities and new lifestyle for you that you've just been putting off, and it's just a decision away, okay?
Right, that's when he's moving there, around April or May.
Okay, well, hey, I would look into it for sure, my friend, definitely. Okay, I felt very strongly about a move with someone who's inviting you, and I would just not be afraid of making the wrong mistake. I wouldn't be afraid of that at all. I would rest more on the courage of knowing that you can live and you can learn and you've learned before and you can learn again. Don't be afraid of not making a mistake. I feel like it's worth exploring and then having the attitude of you can handle and mature out of everything.
Right. That's what I was kind of looking for in a mate, someone more mature, more but. Don't get me wrong, it was good and I loved everything about my husband. It's just weird and I loved the home life and the family thing, but something just wasn't, we were just different.
So I would encourage you to look into this move and consider that friendship and look for a way to create a new life, a new personal business or some type of workmanship for yourself. And you could really shift your end of 2017 and 2018 for a different lifestyle for you. Okay, my friend, thank you for calling in. I hope that reading brought you some spark to your soul.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you.
Good night.
Bye.
Have a good weekend.
You're very welcome. Good night.
Bye.
All right.
Good night. Bye-bye, everybody.
Caller, last four digits are 2655. Caller, last four digits, 2655. You're live on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Sheila. How you doing?
Hey, Sheila. Where are you calling from?
Hi, Sheila. Florida. Hi. Hi, Christine.
Where in Florida are you calling from?
I'm sorry?
Where in Florida are you calling from?
I really don't want to say where.
Okay.
It's in North Florida.
Okay, we won't track you down, I promise.
Okay.
Well, Sheila, have you been listening to the show?
Some of it, yes. Mm-hmm.
So what we're talking about is being totally powerless. And, you know, a lot of us have been in that state for quite a while, and we're talking about solutions on feeling powerless. So what time in your life do you think you can share with us that perhaps you felt very powerless? And give us how you were able to, you know, overcome that challenge and, you know, give us some suggestions of a solution that you stumbled upon.
Well, I listen to music or I talk to my friends,
uh-huh.
and that helps a lot. That the music was a great inspiration.
And why do you think music helps you? What do you think that's happening to your body when you listen to that music?
I think it raises your vibrations.
I think you're right. Now, yeah, well, it obviously does for you, and I think it does for a lot of people. You know, they say that music heals the beast, you know. And I'm gonna look at some cards for you right now because I pulled something while you were talking. And let me see what's going on here. This one particular card is usually about things that have to do with your home, you know, with your money. And it's about on a material level, not a spiritual level, but like on a material level. It looks like there's going to be some kind of security around you as long as you're applying your own, you know, strength and your own experience to your occupation. And it looks like you're willing to take some actions to overcome some obstacles at your job site. Is there anything going on at your job site that's a little bit challenging right now?
Oh, is it? Oh, my goodness. I don't know where to begin.
Well, this is telling you that you're going to land out okay on that and that you have the strength to do it. But something pretty big here is happening. There's a real mature sensuality that's coming out of you now, okay? I don't know how old you are, but it looks like you're going into a different phase of your life, and it looks like you're going to be having a really deep, harmonious love. You know, something.
Oh, really? I've been waiting on that.
Well, honey, you got the ace on this one, so you better fasten your seatbelt because it's in your life already, but you just got to open your
pipe.
Yeah. Just open up to it. And the last card, I pulled three cards for you tonight. And the last one is you're getting a blessing, but this is a total, total soul blessing. So it's all about taking a breath because this blessing that's coming to you is going to ignite your heart. So I don't know, if you're meditating or not, but it's real for you to become real important for you to become serene right now. So you've got a little bit of a wild spirit inside of you, and so spirit is from this card is asking you to be a little bit more peaceful, okay, and then let the power of the divine kind of into you now, and what's going to happen. And it's going to happen with this romance. It's going to promote kind of a long-term relationship. That's going to be more fulfilling and more enriching, and it's going to touch your soul. So just stay focused on the divine right now. If you can, meditate in the morning and keep yourself open because, like Christine is saying, what you're seeking is seeking you right now. So, Christine, what did you think about what Sheila said?
I'm excited for Sheila. I feel like I'm getting the sense that she's on the cusp of dancing with a greater version of herself. Like she's about to embrace her own evolution and
So I hope she calls back and lets us know how it went.
Good.
Oh, thank you, Christine.
What about you, Adam?
Okay.
Well, Patsy, you said you saw a relationship coming in and that was going to be really fulfill her. And Christine is talking about speaking, and I love how Christine said his phrase, dancing with the best version of herself. And I'm going to tell you, part of that best version of herself and part of that relationship that's so fulfilling that I saw really quickly is a relationship with work. Sheila, it really came up overwhelmingly. As soon as Patsy was saying it, I was seeing it already. But this new relationship and this fulfilling this best version of self is going to require some very, very tough choices. I feel like you're a survivor at work. You've overcome a lot of abuse. You've come over a lot of what I feel like is taken for granted, or it's just a hostile. I'll just use the word a hostile environment.
It's
and you
all
survive
of everything. Yeah.
But Sheila, it looks like it's time for you to try to really get out of there and really put
I'm trying. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's going to happen. I feel like you want to hold the intention that it's time to move on, and you will be moving on to something much better because you paid your dues. And I really want to encourage you not to hold on to a sense of, well, I must be here. Well, I can help change the culture there or whatever. No, it's time for you to say two fingers and peace out of that joint.
Okay.
That best version of yourself and that better relationship is waiting for you. I just really want to encourage you to look for moving on and really hold that intention that it's time and not questioning it. And I do feel like the universe is going to open up something really beautiful for you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Wow, that's really great. Y'all are right on the button on everything.
Yeah, I appreciate
it.
So we hope that brought you some spark to your soul.
Yes, it did. Christine, may I have your email address? Because I'm really interested in the Course of Miracles that you teach.
Sure.
Okay.
You can, it's cmvig512@yahoo.com.
I'm sorry, CMIG?
CMV as in Victor, IG,
okay.
512@yahoo.com.
Okay.
Looking forward to hearing
contacting you. Thank you so much, Christine. Thank you, everyone. I appreciate your reading.
Have a great night.
Okay, thank you. Okay, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
And I'm thankful that Sheila asked that question, and I wanted to encourage all of you who are listening, if you want to get our information. Patsy, what's your email address in case someone will contact you for a reading?
My email address is artistpsychic, artistpsychic @gmail.com, artistpsychic. How about you, Adam?
And you can just visit me at spiritandprogress.com. That's my website, spiritandprogress.com, or you can reach me on my office phone, 919-244-3985, and that's 919-244-3985. I would love to set you up an appointment and love to go into a fuller in-depth reading, maybe give your aura reading or chakra reading. Thank you for sharing your information, Christine. I'm looking forward to excited about the possibility of you getting a new student or a new partner with the Course in Miracles. Well, ladies, let's move on to our next caller if y'all are ready. And this call, the last four digits are 7937. Call the last four digits 7937. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Justin. Hey, Adam. Hey, Patsy.
Hey, Justin. What's going
on?
What's up,
Justin?
Hi, Justin.
Happy New Year, bro.
I can't call it, Justin. It's, you know, tuning in. It's Friday night. I heard y'all say you tuning in on Patsy. What's going on?
I'm hearing you very broken up.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's breaking up. Adam, are you getting him clearly?
It's getting clear now. It was broken up before, but I think it's more stable now.
Good.
Okay,
so,
cool.
Jonathan,
sorry about that.
Glad to hear you. Happy New Year.
Yeah, same thing.
Now, listen, we've been talking about being powerless, you know. How about in your life? When is sometimes you've ever felt powerless, and how did you get out of it? How did you meet that challenge?
Oh, my gosh. Like, all right, I'm going to give you some recent I've been dealing with. Like, for the longest time, I've been chasing, you know, pushing myself as far as like education and stuff. Right after I got out of service, I was, you know what? I'm going to go make something of myself as, you know, just a regular police officer. So I went through. Got all the degrees and everything. I got all the way up to my master's. Well,
Justin,
now
your phone,
your
line is broken up. Are you using a Skype or a streaming communication device?
No, no, no. I'm actually on my cell phone.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Do you have now we can hear you better when you just said that.
Okay.
Yeah, we can hear you much
yeah,
better.
Yeah, like I was saying, basically, all right, yeah, basically I went and got all of these degrees, and I've been having the hardest time trying to, you know, get out into my career as far as, like, on the blue-collar side of the house with public relations and stuff. And that really is the most powerless, you know, I feel powerless with it, you know what I mean? Even though I've done all this work to get qualified, it's like you run into all these brick walls to get things accomplished.
And what have you been doing to overcome that?
Mainly just staying vigilant, just looking for any opportunity, you know, and making sure that at any, I guess at any time, at any opportunity, because there's a few lanes that I've been looking for. And they've, you know, the opportunities that have come is just, man, it's like people aren't, either they're not doing their job or it's just not my time yet. So I'm just trying to make sure that the ball doesn't stop in my, you know, in my court.
I hear you. Well, it's interesting you said that because I pulled a couple of cards while you were talking and you pulled two really high spiritual cards, okay? And this first card is all about masculine power and being real creative, okay? And it's all about, this shows the light of activity, which you just said you did. It's all about the pioneer spirit, the discipline, you showing a sense of responsibility, and realizing that life is just not a game, and it's a task that you can go through. So that's a real powerful card. That's just verifying everything that you said. But the next card, which is pretty amazing, is all about your intuition, any kind of obstacles that you can realistically access them and go right through them. It's about wisdom. It's totally about enlightenment. So it's telling me that the cosmos is backing you up right now with this creative energy. So keep going for the creative. And, you know, the creative is also part of the creator, which is a spiritual part in us. And the third thing that I saw for you is that you have a wild spirit, okay? And it seems like you've always been a wild spirit. And when people have told you you couldn't do it, it's like you say, really? Now watch this. And you just bounce back up and get through it. So this is telling me that the wonderful, wonderful thing is that your wild spirit right now is going to really rise and you're going to be free. So know that you're not going to have to struggle so much anymore. So this is just real positive for you. Christina, what did you think about what Justin was saying about how he overcame these challenges?
Well, I'm just really glad that Justin called in tonight. You know, and I think some of the things with powerlessness comes is surrender. And you've surrendered to a lot, Justin, and I see, like, there's some of these ideas, you might have some broken ideas about yourself that you might have to shed those like a Siberian husky on a hot summer day, but I feel like there are, that if you stay the course, like, the transformation, the financial transformation that's going to occur, God is building that for you.
So stay the course.
Okay.
Awesome. How about you, Adam?
Well, you know what? I love what both of you ladies have said, and I'm going to tell you, Justin, that Patsy and Christina are so – I'm so resonating with what they're saying about staying the course, and Patsy's seeing some stuff. But, Justin, I will say this. I will kind of be the bearer of bad news in a sense and say this. Justin, you are really – I am sensing that you are sitting on a diamond, acres of diamonds. You are sitting on some major resource, something, some jewel, something very special. And I don't know if this is repetitive of me, but I feel like I may have said it to you or someone on the air, but you are somehow being blinded from it. Something is like your hand is in front of your face and you can't see, you're not able to realize the resource that you have right on you or in you or something that's just not yet triggered the idea or the clarity. But when it happens, you're really will, you like Patsy said, you won't, it will end your struggle. You won't be struggling much. But whatever reason, something is blinding you from seeing what it is. And I'm not able to tune in. I was trying to tune in and say, what's blinding you? What are you getting blind from? But
right.
One thing is that you're not as open. You're losing kind of your sense of wildness. You want to believe in the universe has got your back, and your creativity and that wildness is really just you really just put it all out there. And the other thing that I heard that may be a clue is give it all away, and don't hold anything back. And don't try to rationalize or don't try to negotiate. Just give it all away. Now, I heard that phrase very clear. It's not making a lot of sense to me, but maybe you can take it and maybe later it may make sense to you. But I know there's a gap between who you were and your beliefs and just this sense of wanting to make an impact and this sense of holding on and not really giving away like you need to give away. But I am confident that you're going to discover what it is. I am confident that you will. And it may be just what Patsy and Christine said. You may just need to really go into yourself, stick to the course, and believe in like you're doing. But you will figure it out. You will figure it out. And it may be coming from for you. Your going in may look like, where for us, it may look like being still. But for you going in, it may require you to take action, and just taking action towards just doing what you want to do, and just giving it away without trying to figure out, well, how can I make money or how can I do this? But just start giving of yourself more, giving of yourself more, and that's just going to open up. I feel like that's going to start opening up the what areas that you're blind to. If you just look to give yourself away more. In whatever your skill, whatever your talent, whatever it is that you've been gifted, that you have a talent in, just give it all away now. And I feel like that's going to slowly, possibly help open up the area that you may be blind to. If you start right now, what can I give somebody while I'm in need? Does any of that make sense to you, kind of, Justin?
It's like it's hard to really run a business when you got people that expect everything that you do. Now, you do this as a living, but then they expect everything for you once you do it to be free. And it's like you worked hard as ever to get this off the ground. Like me, I'm a producer by default. But I also have, like, the PR and everything like that, and I'll run into it with guys and be like, hey, man, I need you to do this, that, or promotions or whatnot. It's one thing when you support somebody in their cause with this music, but it's different when they want you to just bounce all of their work and everything they do, only everything that you do. It's like my desk. Once I start speaking about something online or social media, people will be like, oh, man, let me check that out. A couple of guys I had to cut off because of that, because they were literally taking advantage of it. And it went from, oh, I'm doing this to help you out, to, oh, I expect you to do this every time. You know?
I get it. I totally get it. Well, I'm going to tell you, man, I would find a good balance of what you can give away as much as you can, and I just feel like somehow or another, with the right respectful people, who can value and appreciate it, it will be worth it because it's going to, I feel like what I'm saying, it's going to open up your ideas, going to open up opportunity. Just choose to give it to the individuals who you know are respecting it and who you value. But you just really got to keep putting yourself out there, man. And you're going to be, you like Patsy and Christine. So I really see you being fine. In the meantime, it's just taking the steps to be like asking God, show me what I'm not seeing. And he will reveal it to you.
I like that you said that because that's a real, I thought about this. Like, you know what, just show me. I even asked Angel, like, can I just, I specifically asked Archangel Shamiel, like, can you please just give me what I need to see? Can y'all just reach down and just smack me with whatever it is I need to see? Because I'll take action on it, but sometimes because of ADHD, I may not very well see it. So make it clear. I find myself asking that a lot.
And I feel like once you start taking those actions or just taking whatever action you need to be taking with the idea of, like I said, giving it away, being out there, the more action you take, the more you're going to start seeing little things. But hold on to the idea mm-hmm. that you have so much in you that you have – see yourself as an unlimited well of ideas, of creation, of goodness that you can't run out. Okay, my brother?
All right. I appreciate it.
I'm sure you made a lot to think about. Oh, well, man, it's my pleasure, brother. And hopefully I'm going to be working to see you and your special friend soon.
Oh, you already know it. She's
all right,
down, down. All
right, man. Have a good night. All right, brother. God bless you.
All right. You all be blessed.
Yep.
All right.
Stay blessed, Justin.
Well, ladies, I'm really enjoying the show tonight, and I think this is such an amazing topic because what I love about sharing this topic of powerlessness and getting people's stories that there's so many people struggling day to day, feeling powerless and not knowing how to overcome it. And on the radio program, over the airwaves, you have an opportunity to let other people join this conversation. And other people who are listening can say, hey, I'm feeling powerless in that area too, or I'm not alone in my week of powerlessness. And it's just a beautiful thing. There's something about knowing that you're not alone that is so empowering and so helpful. Ladies, while we're waiting on another caller to call in, what would y'all like to say about that in regards to feeling not being alone and knowing you're not alone? And what has been your experience with that?
You want to answer that, Christine?
You know, I would love to. Thank you. I love the conversation tonight. There's so much good ideas that are bubbling up. And for me, I feel like when I think God wants us all to be connected. I think connection is what helps. I don't rise just singularly rising up. I rise when I'm connected to other people. And there's a funny thing. Did you know that all the great woods, those big giant trees out in California, their roots only go, I think, like 5 or 6 feet deep, but they stand tall because they're all their roots are connected to each other. So, you know, in my community.
Oh, wow, I did not know that.
I learned that not too long ago. I was blown away. And then I researched it because, you know, we can Wikipedia everything. And so, like, that was really powerful to me. And trees talk to each other. And I know I'm in this beautiful community. And the way I grow and glow is by expanding my consciousness and listening to other people and being able to share my story too. And so it's beautiful people like that get on this call and like you guys and out in my community that help me do that.
Wow.
And you know,
wow.
I have to.
I'm glad that we shared with you. I'm glad that we were able to share with you.
Absolutely. I wanted to ditto what Christine is saying. I think that the only way that we can feel alone is when we get disconnected. And the weirdest thing is we never are disconnected. We're always connected to our higher power, but we have an illusion that we're disconnected. And when we feel separate, that's when we feel that death, that end of everything. But when we realize that there's no way we can disconnect from our Father, or higher power, Goddess, Mother, whatever you want to call it, it's like saying a drop of the ocean is going to disconnect from the whole ocean. Any drop of an ocean is connected with the rest of the ocean. We can't disconnect from nature. We can't disconnect from the trees. We all are connected. But we get that illusion that we're disconnected, and then we go ahead and entertain that, and then that's when we go down that deep hole. So that's when we have to turn toward the light and realize what I'm believing is not true. It is false. Mm. I am always connected to Source, always.
Well, so Robbie, I just got some bad news. I just have someone text me on my other line saying they're not able to get into the show. So it looks like we're having technical difficulties, and that's why our callers are being blocked. I don't know if y'all have anybody that has sent y'all the same message that was trying to get in the show.
I haven't, but my phone is acting up tonight, so I don't know what's really going on, but I don't know if it's because of the program. I'm not being able to switch over. But we're almost out of time, all right? Did we want to continue?
We can continue to talk, but it looks like the reason why there's no more callers calling in is something is blocking the callers from coming in. But we have a few minutes left, and I would love to, since we can't access callers, I would love to offer Christine a reading.
I was going to say it.
Ooh.
Perfect. Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
So you want to go ahead
you
and
go first?
All right. Well,
let
me pull a couple of cards here. All right, Miss Christine, are you ready?
All right, I'm receiving mode.
Well, these first two cards that I pulled for you are totally spiritual cards. There's only 22 cards in the deck. We have a deck of 78, so 22 are spiritual. So be able to pull two of those is pretty powerful, which tells me that you're really connected to your gut level right now. This is a good time for you to go and buy a lottery ticket. it's a lucky time for you. Okay, don't spend too much, okay? But I was going to say, what's happening is I see in my cards, I see like a new beginning, all right? And and my card comes in the form of an egg and like this wonderful, beautiful priestess, you know, it's beautiful. It's called the High Priestess. And it's representative of divine love in the world of emotions. But it's all about always being the primeval mother, the creator of the world, and it's all about ecstasy, okay? Letting things happen and knowing that everything is taking the proper path. So all these little, your mind is spinning these threads and ties in the right way. Everything is just all about spirituality, all about feminine spirituality mainly. Intuition, empathy, emotional power. It's real, real strong for you right now, Christine. And I've never talked to Christine on this level, Adam, so it's interesting how I'm learning things about her on our program. And the other card, which is real powerful, is another card that's a spiritual card. And it's all about just looking at the cycles of life and not having to do anything about it, but just look at them. And realize that we're all connected, just like what you were talking about, and that you can get, if you can be like the hawk and pull yourself up really, really high and get this panoramic view for yourself and see the great changes and recognize the opportunities that are there for you, you know, if you're starting to expand your horizon. And one of the magical third card that I have here is about, and it makes me want to cry because it's so beautiful, it's about overcoming any kind of conflict or imprisonment that you feel, because it's time for you to dance into your freedom and that you're not enslaved any longer and that you don't have to go to battle anymore, because it's time to do your joyful dance with spirit. So this is what I'm getting, Adam, it's very overwhelming for me, and I'll probably end up giving Christine a deeper reading about this. What do you see for my dear sweet friend here?
Cassie is very similar. I'm seeing a lady, Christine, and who it makes me almost emotional too, because I'm really seeing a woman who has been persevering and persevering and persevering and persevering through so much. So much not knowing, but moving anyway. Not sure, but standing firm anyway. Doubting or being tempted to doubt, but not doubting. Illusions, but not letting them, seeing the illusions, but not letting them, not letting the fear stop her. And as a result, I am seeing some really, really beautiful things begin to shift in her life. Like a new season, but it's not a new season. It's more so the fulfillment of perseverance and working what you've been working on. Externally, materialistically, I'm seeing a really beautiful season of coming into your life, just in your hard work or groundedness. It may not represent in financial security, but I do feel like it's a physical security and stability of knowing. But with that, I do see like a one final test, and it's not a final test because as long as you're on Earth, you're going to be tested, but there is going to be a relationship test. I don't know if this is going to be a young son or a former a partner or some type of intimate relationship, but it's a test in a way that you've got to, what Patsy said, you got to know that you don't have to fight anymore. You don't have to battle. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be engaged in battle and conflict and choosing to deal with individuals who are not choosing to align in your vibration. And you know this, you know this. But for whatever reason, in this situation, there's something that makes you feel, there's some temptation of obligation, of feeling like you must be involved and must intertwine yourself. And I would encourage you to the one way that you'll be able to move through that is to trust in the higher power, not for yourself, but for that individual. That you can get, you can release yourself from them, and their higher power will take care of
you. Oh, wow.
But you may not have to, you don't, like Patsy said, that you don't have to, they need to get back in that battle, like, or get back in that, move into the new area that you've been, that you've been persevering towards, because it's about to open up for you and you have work to do, because you have an amazing, amazing gift of supporting people, being a presence, and your gift of communication, how you can empower people with your words. I just love listening to you tonight. And so I'm so excited for the work that you're going to be doing on this earth.
Oh, well, thank you. That feels like this big soul sandwich I can take a bite into. I like that. Man, I concur with everything you guys are saying. It resonates with me, especially what you were saying, Adam, about the young, it was my son that you're speaking of, and that's been very difficult, but I know higher hands are working on his behalf, and sometimes I just want to jump in between. But yes, it's definitely God's hands. God's picture is way bigger than mine, and I'm gonna have to lean into trusting. And you know, I have a lot of spiritual midwives that have shown up in my life recently, and I'm just gonna lean into that support, and I know that all will be well.
Amen.
Wow.
Absolutely, it will be. But hey, it's like I said, it is gonna be a final test. It's not gonna be easy, but it'll be a great story to inspire other people through. So, again, Christine, thank you so much. Patsy, thank you so much for inviting this wonderful presence. I just really love hearing her words, her communication. Patsy, it was great being on the air with you. I love your readings and how you inspire the small few callers that we did have. I'm excited about this next round of this new season. And thank you, ladies, for joining us. Pat, is there any concluding comment you want to say before we end the show?
Yeah, I'm going to read a little quote from a book I just read, and it said, "We suffer to get well. We surrender to win. We die to live. And finally, we give it away to keep it."
Wow, that's beautiful. Very beautiful, very relevant. Again, ladies, thank you so, so much. Everybody, thanks for listening. Don't forget to tune in. Bring your friends with you. Next week, on Friday at 9 o'clock, same time. And we'll be looking forward, Christine, to having you come back with us as soon as we can get you back.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. Good night. Thank you.